Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL, Patriots running back Rex Burkhead says his recent knee injury will keep him sidelined for the rest of the season. Burkhead wrote on Instagram yesterday that he looks forward to, quote, coming back better than ever in 2021, end quote. The announcement comes after he was carted off the field during New England's 27-20 loss to Houston Sunday. Burkhead's knee collided with the helmet of Texans cornerback Bradley Roby. His injury is the latest blow to a Patriots running back group that has already had to make several changes. The Jets, meanwhile, have placed running back LaMichael Pirine and kicker Sam Ficken on injured reserve. Pirine has a high ankle sprain, and coach Adam Gase says he'll likely be out a few weeks. In other news, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has announced its list of 25 semifinalists for the class of 2021. Among them, Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Jared Allen, Calvin Johnson, and first-time semifinalists Eric Allen, Willie Anderson, Cornelius Bennett, and Rodney Harrison. The selection committee will meet during Super Bowl week to select the entrants. In college football, Alabama is number one in the first college football playoff rankings of the season, followed by Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. Texas A&M was fifth, and Florida was sixth, followed by unbeaten Cincinnati at seventh, the best ranking for a non-Power 5 team in the seven-year history of the selection committee's rankings. And there's a little bit of college basketball kicking off today. UMass women's basketball takes on Bryant University at 3:30 p.m. And the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut opens its 11-day Bubbleville event today. Towson in Virginia will be the first to take the court at 1:30 p.m. Earlier this week, UConn pulled out of the Basketball Hall of Fame Women's Challenge planned for this weekend after a member of their program tested positive for the virus. I'm Jesse King.